6. Why am I not happy? I can do anything and I'm still not happy. Do I even deserve it? Most of this can be overcome as soon as we recognize it for what it is. Outdated comparisons using the more is better and money as success mindsets that got us into trouble to begin with. Even so, there is a more profound observation to be made. These doubts invade the mind when nothing else fills it. Think of a time when you felt 100% alive and undistracted, in the zone. Chances are that it was when you were completely focused in the moment on something external, someone or something else. Sports and sex are two great examples. Lacking an external focus, the mind turns inward on itself and creates problems to solve, even if the problems are undefined or unimportant. If you find a focus, an ambitious goal that seems impossible and forces you to grow, these doubts disappear. Abraham Maslow, the American psychologist famous for proposing Maslow's hierarchy of needs, would term this goal a peak experience. In the process of searching for a new focus, it is almost inevitable that the big questions will creep in. There is pressure from pseudo-philosophers everywhere to cast aside the impertinent and answer the eternal. Two popular examples are, what is the meaning of life, and what is the point of it all? There are many more, ranging from the introspective to the ontological, but I have one answer for almost all of them. I don't answer them at all. I'm no nihilist. In fact, I've spent more than a decade investigating the mind and concept of meaning, a quest that has taken me from the neuroscience laboratories of top universities to the halls of religious institutions worldwide. The conclusion, after it all, is surprising. I am 100% convinced that most big questions we feel compelled to face, handed down through centuries of overthinking and mistranslation, use terms so undefined as to make attempting to answer them a complete waste of time. There is a place for koans and rhetorical meditative questions, but these tools are optional and outside the scope of this book. Most questions without answers are just poorly worded. This isn't depressing, it's liberating. Consider the question of questions. What is the meaning of life? If pressed, I have but one response. It is the characteristic state or condition of a living organism. But that's just a definition, the questioner will retort. That's not what I mean at all. What do you mean, then? Until the question is clear, each term in it defined, there is no point in answering it. The meaning of life question is unanswerable without further elaboration. Before spending time on a stress-inducing question, big or otherwise, ensure that the answer is yes to the following two questions. 1. Have I decided on a single meaning for each term in this question? 2. Can an answer to this question be acted upon to improve things?